ऊर्ध्वमूलमधःशाखम् अश्वत्थं प्राहुरव्ययम् छन्दांसि यस्य पर्णानि यस्तं वेद स वेदवित यस्तं वेद स वेदवित ऊर्ध्वमूल अधःशाखम् अश्वत्थं प्राहुरव्ययम् छन्दांसि यस्य पर्णानि यस्तं वेद स वेदवित
So Lord has given a word painting of a tree. Why tree? Lord wants us to have a dispassion from this world, vairagya. Why vairagya? Bole, without vairagya, knowledge will not happen. Vairagya is a must. So he says, Urdhamulam, well, our mool, our root is Urdha. And who is this Urdha? So it was said, one who is beyond time, space, who is the subtlest, who is Brihatvat, Brahma, well, that Brahman is our root. There is nobody beyond Brahman. He is causeless cause. He is Swayambhu. Don't ask who is the father of Brahman. He is causeless cause. He is the last, supreme. So he is our root. Then adhasakham, that Brahman has got a power which is called Maya. With that Maya Shakti, he has created Jiva, adhasakham. How he created? Bale, first he created Mahatattva. What is that Mahatattva? Bale, Hiranyagarbha. What is Hiranyagarbha? Bale, the same thing as Brahmalok, Brahmaji. Prathamaj is Brahmaji. First created Brahmaji, Hiranyagarbha. And after that came Ahankara. From Ahankara came Tanmatra. Tanmatra means subtle elements, subtle five elements. What are those five elements? Space, air, fire, water, and earth. So first they were in the subtle form. Subtle form means the form which you cannot perceive with your sense organs. That is the subtle form. And from that subtle form, with some processing, we call it grossification, it became the gross Pancha Mahabhut which we see now. The space, the water, the earth, fire, we call it gross element. And with those gross element, this body and bodies of the all beings and the whole universe was created. Brahman has got a power called Maya. Maya has got three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. From sattva and rajas came the tanmatra, the subtle elements. Then grossification, it came to the gross elements. With gross elements, our body and body of the all beings and the whole world was created. So, adhasakham. And what is the name of this tree? Bale aswattham. Aswattham means, swa means tomorrow, or means which will not remain tomorrow. So, the whole creation will not remain tomorrow. That means it's not permanent. Prahu Rabbayam. And in the second word, in the same breath, Lord is saying it is Abhyam. Just now you said it will not say to stay tomorrow. Now you are saying Abhyam. Bale Abhyam, it is said because it is Prabahi Nitya. It is continuing. People are being born, live here for some time and then die. Another set of people, another set of being comes, stay there, die. But as if it is continuously, the sansara is going on like a river. It's a perennial, continuously river is flowing on, but it is not the same water. The water is passing. We are standing on the bank of a river and think this is the same river, but it's not the same river. The water has passed. Now new water has come, but it is called Prabahi Nitya. Similarly, this sansara is also Abhyam. It is Prabahi. Continuously it's going on. Chandansi yasya parnani. And the leaves, leaves of this tree are the chanda, the Ved mantra. Which part of the Ved mantra? Not the Upanishad part of Ved mantra. It is the karma kand of the Ved mantra. That karma kand of the Ved mantra keeps this tree strong. We can fulfill our desires accordingly. They give us shade also. They strengthen us also. So these are the leaves. Yastam Veda sa Vedvit. One who knows this tree, he is Vedvit. He is the knower of the truth. And we have seen who is the knower of the truth. Who knows this Brahman, his nature, who knows the Maya and its nature. And some part of the tree, again, Lord is going to tell us in the sloka number 2, which we'll see. So one who knows the whole tree means one who knows the Brahman. Knowing Brahman means what? Knowing Brahman, that Brahman is me. That is knowing of Brahman. Brahman is not different from me. Brahman is me. If you come up to that understanding and if you abide in it firmly, then that knowledge has happened. Next verse.
Adhaschurdhvam prasitastasya shakhah.
Adhaschurdhvam prasitastasya shakhah.
Guna pravidha vishaya pravalah.
Guna pravidha vishaya pravalah.
Adhascha mulananu santatani.
Adhascha mulananu santatani.
Karmanu bandhini manushyaloke.
Karmanu bandhini manushyaloke.
Adhaschordvam prasitastasya shakha. Guna pravritta vishaya pravala. Adhascha mulananu santatani. कर्मानुबंधीनि मनुष्यलोके
अधश्च ऊर्ध्वं प्रशिता तस्य शाखा. तस्य मीन्स दैट ट्री विच वॉज बींग डिस्कस्ड इन श्लोक नंबर वन ऑल्सो. ऊर्ध्वं इज द ब्रह्मन, शाखा द जीव आर ब्रांचेस. दैट ट्री तस्य शाखा अधश्च ऊर्ध्वं, बोले दे आर गोन अप एंड डाउन. वॉट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ ऊर्ध्वं एंड अध? बोले ऊर्ध्वं मीन्स सेवन अपर लोकस एंड अध means the seven lower lokas. What are those urdham loka? Bala bhu, bhuva, swa, maha, jana, tapa and satya lok. Bhu, bhuva, swa, maha, jana, tapa, satya lok. These are the seven upper lokas. And adha lokas, bala seven lower lokas are also there. Bala atal, bital, sutal, talatal, महाताल, रसातल, पाताल लोक. सो दीज शाखाज, वाई दे आर कॉल्ड शाखाज? बिकॉज दे आर ऑल्सो मेड ऑफ द सेम माया शक्ति त्रिगुण. जस्ट नाउ आई सेड ना विद द फाइव ग्रॉस एलिमेंट ऑल द लोकज वी आर मेड. ऑल 14 लोकज आर ऑल्सो मेड ऑफ द सेम ग्रॉस एलिमेंट्स. माई बॉडी, बॉडीज ऑफ द ऑल बींग्स, ऑल लोकज, दे आर ऑल मेड ऑफ सत रजस एंड तमस गुना. हाउ बींग्स गेट दोज लोका, अपर लोका और द लोअर लोका? द लॉ इज यथा कर्म यथा श्रुतम. टू फैक्टर्स आर इन्वॉल्व, यथा कर्म यथा श्रुतम. यू गो टू द अपर लोका और द लोअर लोका अकॉर्डिंग टू योर कर्म, नॉट अदर्स कर्म. According to your karma and srutam, yatha srutam, how much gyan you have taken. Gyan of what? Gyan of physics, chemistry and computer is not going to help you. The gyan of this scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad and other scriptures. So yatha karma, yatha srutam is the factor which decides what loka you will get. Upper loka or the lower loka. But we don't see any physical connection like this bhu, loka. We don't know where are these lokas. This can be explained like this, that the head office of a bank may be somewhere else. Say US bank head office is in Minneapolis, but the branches are all over US. That means there is no physical connection. When we go to any branch, we don't see any physical connection. Walgreens, Macy, Sears, they have got branches all over, Target all over, but the head office may be somewhere else. These are the branches, but there is no physical connection. So similarly, there is no physical connection, we see it here, but they are there. And we have already seen in our chapter 14, Urdham Gachatni Sattvastaha Madhye Tishtanti Rajasaha. Urdham Gachanti, Urdham means to the upper lobe. Loka goes a person who dies, and at the time of his death, if he is in sattva-guna, then he goes to the higher loka. If at the time of death, if the mind is rajasic, vala tishtanti matra, you come back to this loka, again you do karma. And jaghanya guna vrittistha adho gacchanti tamasaha. But if you are in the tamoguna, at the time of death, you go to the lower loka, those seven lokas, according to your karma and according to your jnana. Yatha karma, yatha srutam, you go. So these are the upper seven lokas and lower seven lokas. Guna pravriddha. Guna pravriddha means, guna means sattva rajas tamas, three guna. Pravriddha, bole they strengthen. Like a bark of a tree strengthen the trunk. Similarly, this tree of samsara is strengthened by sattva, rajas, tamo, guna. Guna pravriddha, visaya prabala. Prabala means what? Bole tender shoots, buds, nodular buds. They are very attractive to look at. Bole similarly, the visayas of the world, objects of the world, sense objects, bole they are very attractive. The sense objects are Vishaya Prabala. What are these sense objects? Sabda, Sparsa, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. There are only five sense objects. Why five sense objects? Because we have got only five organs of perception. Eyes, ear, nose, tongue, skin, taste, and touch. So, five organs of perception, we perceive only five sense objects. The whole world can be classified into these five: sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Vishaya prabala, adhasta mulani anusantatani. Mulani, now the plural has come, mulani. Bole, downward there are more roots. But the upper one was urdha mulam, one. There is only one root, urdha mulam, that was Brahman. And now it is said, adhasta mulani anusantatani. Bole, downward there are many roots. What is this adha? Bole, adha means downward. In comparison to the devatas, we are in the lower loka, so it is adha. What is this mulani anusantadani? Well, these mulanis are our rag and dvesh, our vasanas. These are mulani, the roots. Anusantadani, well, they are like a net, a jal, spread all over. Many, many vasanas are there in each one of us. And all beings together, this is a net. Adhastha mulani anusantatani. Bole, what is this rag and dvesh? Bole, this rag and dvesh bind us. How? Because according to the vasana, this vasana is, this is rag and dvesh. According to your likes and dislikes, you act in this world. And a desire comes into your intellect. Then you decide that I will do it or I will not do it. Then you act at the body level. Then again likes and dislikes come. Again the vasanas are formed. And with that vasana, again this continuously, this is going on. How they bind? One vasana brought you from India to America. One vasana. I want to study here. When you came here, you thought after completion of my degree, after getting this master's degree or PhD degree, I will go back. Then after that, no, I will stay back, do some job for some time. This is my limit. When I get this much of money, I will go back. The first car, the first house, you get very easily here. Even you have got $100 in the pocket, they are ready to give you everything. Comfortable house, comfortable car, all everything. Now you are secure. They know. Now you cannot leave. Because you have to pay the installments for 30 years. So your stay is guaranteed here for 30 years. Well, after that you are habituated. Now you will not like to go there. Second generation, well, we know Hindi, little bit of Sanskrit. My child can understand but can't speak. Third generation, khatam. One vasana, how they bind you, see? A young boy used to go to India 2 times in a year. This is Guruji said. Well, everybody was thinking he is Deshbhakta, patriot. Every 6 months he is going there. Then it was found out that his fiancée is there, Rook is there. So this is Rag and Dvesh. These are the examples of Rag and Dvesh. Because the fiancée is there, likes and dislikes are there, he goes there. వై మనుష్యలోకే కర్మానుబింధని మనుష్యలోకే, బోలే రాగన్ ద్వేషారింద మనుష్యలోకంలీ. వై ఇన్ మనుష్యలోక, బోలే ఓన్లీ ఇన్ మనుష్యలోక్ యూ హ్యావ్ గాట్ రైట్ టు కర్మ. ఆల్ అదర్ 13 లోకస్ యూ ఆర్ నాట్ అలౌడ్ టు డూ కర్మ. దోజ్ ఆర్ ఆల్ భోగ్ భూమీస్. భోగ్ భూమి మీన్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ డన్ ద పుణ్య కర్మ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద కర్మ అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు వాట్ ఎవర్ నాలెడ్జ్ శృతం యూ హ్యావ్ గాట్ యూ గో టు ద అప్పర్ లోక. అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు యువర్ బ్యాడ్ కర్మ యూ హ్యావ్ టు సఫర్ యూ గో టు ద లోవర్ లోక. సో ఫార్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ అండ్ ఫార్ సఫరింగ్ యూ గో అప్ అండ్ డౌన్. భగవద్గీత ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ చీనే పుణ్య మర్త లోకే బిసంతి. చీనే పుణ్య, ద మోమెంట్ యువర్ పుణ్య ఆర్ ఓవర్ యూ కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్ అగైన్. చీనే పుణ్య మర్త లోకే బిసంతి. సిమిలర్లీ వెన్ ద సఫరింగ్ ఈజ్ ఓవర్ యూ కమ్ బ్యాక్ అగైన్, అగైన్ డూ ద కర్మ, అగైన్ యు ఆర్ బౌండ్ కర్మనుబంధిని. So that is why it is said in Manushya Loka, this is the thing. And the whole life you are one, how many lives you have taken in the past? There are, so the scripture says there are 84 lakh yonis. And this is the best yoni, Manushya Janma. And by the karma, you can come out of this yoni. You can get liberated. And that is available only in the Manushya Loka. No other loka you can get it. So if that opportunity if you want to take, you take. If you don't want to take the supernatural, very good. Wait for the next opportunity when you will be again born as a human being. And you realize that you are bound by your own karma. And there is a method to come out of it also. You can get liberated. Not after death. While living you can get liberated. We have got the concept Jivan Mukta and Videha Mukta. In no other scripture of the world they guarantee. They guarantee heaven after death, which you cannot verify. But our scripture says you can be liberated here and now. So raga and dvesh, if you can tackle it, if you know how to tackle this raga and dvesh, how can you reduce your vasanas, then you can get liberated.
Na rupamasseha tathopalabhyate. Na rupamasseha tathopalabhyate. నాంతో న చాదేన చ సంప్రతిష్ఠా. నాంతో న చాదేన చ సంప్రతిష్ఠా. అశ్వత్థమేనం సువిరూఢమూలం. అశ్వత్థమేనం సువిరూఢమూలం. అసంగశస్త్రేణ దృఢేణ చిత్వా.
అసంగశస్త్రేణ దృఢేణ చిత్వా.
న రూపమస్యేహ తథోపలభ్యతే. నాంతో న చాదీర్న చ సంప్రతిష్ఠా. అశ్వత్థమేనం సువిరూఢమూలం. అసంగశస్త్రేణ దృఢేన చిత్వా.
న రూపం అస్య ఇహ తథా ఉపలభ్యతే. బోలే దిస్ రూప, దిస్ word painting, this word picture, we are not able to see this tree. But we are lost in this. It's a dense forest. We all are lost in this. We all are suffering. We are not able to see the whole tree. Where is the Brahman? Where is the our mool root? We don't know. Where is Maya Sakti? How this sansar was created? Where is Mahatattva, Ahankar, Tanmatra and gross element? We don't know. It's continuously going on. But we are suffering. In Atmabodh, Shankaracharya ji says, Sansara swapna tulyo hi raga dveshadi sankula. बोले व्हाट इज संसार, बोले दिस संसार इज लाइक ए स्वप्न, इज अ ड्रीम. एंड व्हाट इज दिस, बोले दिस इज नथिंग बट राग एंड द्वेष संकुला, द सोर्स ऑफ होल थिंग इज द योर वासना, राग एंड द्वेष, लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स संकुला. स्वकाले सत्यवत भाति, बोले व्हेन यू आर इन द ड्रीम, बोले इट अपीयर्स रियल. व्हेन यू आर ड्रीमिंग एट दैट टाइम यू विल फाइंड द ड्रीम इज रियल. स्वकाले सत्यवत भाति प्रबोधे सती असत भवे, बट व्हेन यू वेक अप फ्रॉम दैट ड्रीम व्हाट हैपेंस, यू फाइंड दैट ड्रीम वाज फॉल्स, इट वाज ओनली अ इल्यूशन. In dream I was multi-millionaire. Can I use that money in waking state? No. Acha, can you take the waking state wealth into the dream state? That also you can't take. Suppose you get realized. Suppose. Can you utilize this dollar in that state? Wealth of the dream cannot be utilized in this waking state. Waking state wealth cannot be utilized. अच्छा नहीं समझ में आता है वेल्थ ठीक है. You have eaten up to this in dream state. You wake up. You feel hungry. But if you eat in this state and go to the dream state, again you will find something beautiful things there. You will be again eating there. Similarly, from this waking state, if you come out of this waking state, go to the state of God consciousness, this wealth is useless there. You don't require that wealth here. स्वकाले सत्यवत भाति प्रबोधे सति असत भवेत. बोले दिस ना अंत, बोले आई डोंट फाइंड द एंड ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड. विल इट एंड? इट विल एंड ओनली व्हेन यू गेट रियलाइज, देन दिस संसार इज गॉन, इट्स नो मोर देयर, इट्स इल्यूशन, इट्स नॉट एट ऑल देयर. बट एट प्रेजेंट ना अंत न चादि, आदि बिगनिंग ऑल्सो आई डोंट नो. न संप्रतिष्ठा, बोले मिडिल ऑल्सो इज नॉट देयर. यू सी द ड्रीम, व्हेन यू गो इनटू द ड्रीम, बिफोर द ड्रीम, ड्रीम वाज नॉट देयर. आफ्टर द ड्रीम, ड्रीम इज नॉट देयर. व्हेन यू कम आउट ऑफ द ड्रीम स्टेट, ड्रीम इज नॉट देयर. So in the beginning, dream was not there. After you come out of the dream, it is dream is not there. Am I not right if I say the dream is not there at all in the middle also? Dream was not beginning before the dream started. Dream is not there when the dream ends. So in the beginning, dream is not there. At the end, dream is not there. Can I not say the dream is not in the middle also? Whole Jagat was not there in beginning. The whole Jagat will not be there after the dissolution. Can I not say the Jagat is not there in the middle also? The same thing Arjuna also said when he was seeing the Vishwarup. He says, Lord, I am not finding the Adi and Ant. Whatever I am seeing in the whole Vishwarup you are showing me, the Adi and Ant, I am not finding it. I am frightened. Now come back to your form, Chaturbhuj and Dvibhuj. That was stated there. Then what is to be done? Bole aswatamenam subirud moolam asanga sastrena dridhena chitva. Bole this tree, this sansar is giving me sorrow. Bole what is to be done? Bole dridhena chitva. Bole cut it by firm resolution. It should not be a resolution like on the 1st of January we say we will not drink anymore, we will not smoke anymore, and within 1 week time you again start doing it. Bole dridhena, with firm resolution. Chitva, bole cut it. Why the symmetry of the tree was given? Bole tree is that which can be cut. Bole this sansar tree, bole this can also be cut. But what is that? Bole asanga sastrena. It is not suggested that you cut your body. No, that was not said. Leave your family, that was also not said. What is to be cut? Bole sang is to be cut. Attachment is to be cut. How many types of attachment do we have? Classified into only three attachments. Putra, include not only son, daughters also, putra, grandchildren, everything, putra, vitta, your wealth, and lokesna, name and fame. You have got only three attachments, putresna, vittesna, and lokesna. Bole, cut it. How to cut it? Well, outermost attachment is with the world of objects. Like when we normally see general public when go to the temple, they will give the most dirty note to the Lord. They will open their bag, purse, find out which one is the most dirty one, they will give it to the Lord. Not only that, we have found the torn notes into two pieces, given one note in one time and second time in the second visit. How do you say that? We both were the cashier of Lord Jagadishwar in Sandipani, where we were having our 2 year Vedanta course. There is a Jagadishwar temple. And in the hundi, we have used to take out the money. Sometimes we used to get gold also there. Foreign money also we sometimes used to get. But the most of the notes are dirty, soiled notes. There we used to get torn notes. We used to keep it. It will come, the other part will come. And then we will give it to the bank and take the money. So how to come over with this? Well, you can come out by dhan only. Difficult to accept, but there is no other way. You have to give charity. You have to give dhanam. Bole, attachment to human beings, your friends, relatives, how to detach from them? Well, it is seen even a 50-year-old, 60-year-old son goes to the father and asks the advice, which brand of umbrella should I buy? Or even the father who is 80-year-old tells his son, go and take bath, son. 50 years, 55-year-old son, jao, jaake nahao. It is not said that don't love. What is said here? Asanga. Sanga means you are depending on somebody else for your happiness. That is dependency. Love everybody, but don't be dependent on anybody for your sukh. Third is attachment to property. How to detach from property? You can detach from your property if I tell you give it to your son or your father or your brother or your sister. You will not give your property to anyone. I am sure about that. If I tell you write your property in my name, will you give? No. Not to your brother, sister, father, mother, anybody. You will not give. But if I tell, you think in mind that this property belongs to Lord, do you have any objection? No. Why? He will not come. You all know he will not come to claim. But he knows that the all property are his. We think this part of land is mine. He knows that before you came, this land belonged to so many people. Many people claim this is mine, 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 mine. And after you leave, your son and daughter, they will claim this is mine. After them, somebody else. After that, somebody else. He knows fully well. So if we think that this belongs to the Lord, then the attachment to the property is also gone. Sometimes people have got many property. So when they give daan, Guruji says, the most litigated property, they will come with the paper, this is the property I want to give to Chinmay Mission. Litigated property. You can have the detachment. The most difficult part is detached from your body. Body detachment, this does not mean that you should not maintain the body. You must maintain the body. Don't starve the body. It's not required. Maintain the body, but at the same time, be detached. That is the art. How is that possible? Swamini Vimalananda ji, she was here a couple of days ago. She said, simple living, high thinking. Well, one formula to detach from body, simple living, high thinking. Once somebody suggested her, she is a sannyasin, Amma, you need a facial. She agreed, bola chalo, went to beauty parlor, went inside. I have never done facial and I have never seen, she said, there were at least 60 or 80 types of cream. I asked, what will we be doing with the 80 types of, bola, we will apply 80 types of cream on your face. Bola, then she took out one cream for the tip of the nose. Different creams of different types. This is body attachment. Well, simple living, high thinking. Then, at present we are doing Deha Puja. We are doing for our own body, everything. Well, shift the attention to Dev Puja. This body should be utilized for the service of the Lord, Dev Puja. Then, living in Anitya. This world is anitya, impermanent. Living in this impermanent world, living in this impermanent body, utilizing the impermanent things of the world, we have to go to the permanent. This should be our aim. Living in anitya, our body is also anitya. All the bhogya vastu or sense objects of the world are also anitya. It is not said don't eat. Utilizing those things, you go to the nitya. Our aim is from going from anitya to nitya. What is nitya? Nitya is urdhamulam. That Brahman is our nitya vastu. And all other things other than Brahman are all anitya. Staying in anitya, utilizing anitya, with this anitya body, we have to reach to nitya. This should be our aim. This is vairagya. Use and leave is vairagya. We do use and hold it. We keep it. Like when we travel in train or plane or by car, what we do? When we reach our destination, for reaching the destination, we use that seat. Once we reach the destination, do we look back and see where is my seat? The moment plane lands, we all get up, facing the exit door. Nobody turns back and sees where was my seat. Why? Because you are leaving this, because your journey is further, you have to go ahead. So this is also a journey. But we are holding these things, anitya things we are holding. The scripture says, use it and leave it. Because you have to go further. If you hold on to this, what will happen? You will remain here. Unless you leave it, you will not reach. So, asanga sastrena dridhena chitva, you have to cut it firmly. It's not replacement, is not vairagya. Oh, I have left tea, I have not started coffee. This is not vairagya. Asanga sastrena dridhena chitva, how to live in this world? Beautiful examples given by Thakur Ramakrishna. Do you know how to cut the raw jackfruit? How many of you have seen jackfruit, raw jackfruit? Have you seen the sticky part in that? If without applying oil in your hand, you will not be able to cut that. But once you apply oil, that sticky part like fabricol thing will not stick. But if you don't apply that oil, you try to cut it, you will not be able to do it. Asanga sastrena dridhena chitva. Well, how to live in this world? Another example by Thakur Ramakrishna. Bole, like your servant in your house. These are examples from India. There the people, they get help, they keep servant to help you in the household thing. Bole, like servant. What servant does in the house? So your son and daughter, he or she will say, my Hari, my son. But his or her mind is where? Her mind is there in her family, her son or his son. But your son, she is saying, my son. So where should be our mind? Well, our mind should be there with the Lord. Which Lord? Well, Brahman, the root. Asanga sastrena dridhena chitva. Well, how can we do it? Well, do the vivek again and again. What is the vivek? The discrimination. Discrimination between nitya and anitya, you should continuously do. Nitya and anitya, utilizing the anitya, I have to reach the nitya. As we grind the knife on the sharp edge, then we utilize. Similarly, grind your mind against the sorrows of this world. The sorrows of the world are you giving you the measured amount of sorrow. Utilize it and come out of it. After Vairagya, what should be done? Okay, O Lord, we accept. Whatever you said, I accept. What should I do? Well, turn your mind now. The mind has to be given some job. You can't keep it empty. Now turn to the Lord. This is Vairagya. The Sansar Prakaran, Srishti Prakaran, in three sloka Lord has given, is over. The first topic of Jagat part is over. As I told you, these 20 slokas cover the 6 topics. Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar, Sadhan, Moksha and Brahman. The all topics will be covered in 20. The first topic, Jagat, is covered. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम